This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Hey, joyriders. This week, the guys are discussing what their calling is. Not so much in life, but what has God called them to do currently. And I felt inspired by what I heard during the show. So inspired that I did something. I recorded myself singing a song. Wait. Don't leave. Seriously, it's not that bad. All right, but I will remind you. While you listen to this, keep in mind, I am not a classically trained singer, okay? All right, here we go. Break away from the world today, put your focus right on God. He's your shelter from cares and worries, he sure does help a lot. Won't you give your life today? 'Cause tomorrow may be too late. Once you know him, you're not the same. You'll be glad he knows your name. So when you're lost and you can't see the light at the end of the day, he's your guide and he will show you the way.
Based on a true story, where a guy who's played by Anthony Hopkins, who has who set the world land speed record for motorcycles under 1,000 cc's, I think it is. And so, I mean, really cool story. Not much about the motorcycles, more about his journey. And this scene is, he's talking to his girlfriend. And so I think he's actually trying to explain to her kind of where he's at in life, because half people that meet him think he's crazy for what he's doing, because he's got this old motorcycle that looks like it's going to fall apart, and he's going to break a land speed record with the thing. So, but you can play the clip, and we'll talk about it afterwards.
Well, friend, I'm finally on my way. You know, I thought some more of the blokes from the club would have dropped by to see me off.
Well, they probably had to work today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, young Tom tells me no one thinks I can do it. Do you think I can do it, Fran?
Oh, I don't know, Bert. I don't think it really matters one way or the other.
Yeah. You know, I read something once years ago, and I learned it off by heart. It was Theodore Roosevelt said it. He said it's not the critic that counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. Yeah. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena.
Yeah, I love that quote. It's in another movie we use a lot, but it sounds kind of I forgot what the word I used with Anthony Hopkins.
Teddy Roosevelt-ish?
Well, with Anthony Hopkins in the Silence of the Lamb kind of thing. You know, animal kind of sinister, you know, as he says it. But you know, as I thought about this topic, I thought about how, and somebody had said it already, that, you know, sometimes your calling, wherever it is in your season of life, doesn't make sense to everybody around you. And sometimes it doesn't even make sense to you. But you know this is the direction you're supposed to be going. You know, we're kind of in that vein right now with some stuff going on at home, you know, selling a house and moving again and that kind of thing. And parts of it, I'm not sure makes sense. But we really feel like this is the direction we need to go. So, you know, but I thought about Philip in Scripture, in Acts, where, you know, they're preaching and people are coming to Christ. And all of a sudden, he gets a vision to go south and he meets this eunuch. So he leaves.
Very eunuch?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
A very eunuch and a...
That was for you, too.
Let's not go there. I identify too much with that.
So from the Guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.